Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, and I welcome you to our broadcast. And we come to you every single day at this time, weekdays anyway, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and you probably notice we're at 9:50 a.m. and 100.3 FM WROL here in Boston. So we've got this time. It's a difficult time, as you know, and I thought, as I said yesterday, instead of working through the tract, which will be a series of shows for later on, I think we should get down to how we live our Catholic faith in light of this really difficult time. And we need to understand, as I said yesterday, that not only is this where the rubber meets the road, but it's also where it meets the road, not only in our relationship with God, but God's relationship to us. And we have to really understand and live with the reality that God is our God. And therefore, it's not a case, well, how do I live in a way that pleases God right now? It is, Lord, we're going through a painful time. I know some people I'm listening to, it's like looking at a telescope from the wrong end. Hello, why does everything seem so far away? So anyway, I'm sorry. Everyone who are listening right now, I got that right. Everyone who are listening right now, one of the things that I know that of them, there are some that may have lost their job. There are some that are living in intense anxiety, intense fear of what could be coming next. And others who are doing okay because they are working, but still live in trepidation of how long is this going to last and how is this affecting us. And there's further the element that we're living in a whole different world. We're not living in the same world we were living 2 months ago when everything was different, and we have to realize that. And a good example of that is a line to get into a supermarket. Many people who grew up here in the United States are quite familiar with the teaching that if the Soviet Union ever won the Cold War, this would be our future. And there it is. Here we are. We have lines to get into the supermarkets. So these are radical changes in our lives that are affecting us every single day. And maybe if we pray, we can think that God's going to change all this overnight, but he's not. That's really clear. And one of the Catholic principles is faith builds on nature, or grace builds on nature. So therefore, when we look at that from that perspective, we recognize that grace builds on nature. So God is not going to change this overnight. And to be honest with you, and this I need to explain, how is this going to come out? Because people may completely misunderstand what I'm saying. Jeez, my words aren't coming out today. I got to work on that. Completely misunderstand what I'm saying. I don't think God, and I'm not saying God is powerless by any stretch of the imagination, but you know, think this through. I don't think God could fix this overnight. And you say, well, of course he is. He's God. Yes, that's true. But it would all be perceived through human minds, and human minds may not be able to address the change overnight. Do you understand? Because there's so many human dynamics going on right now. And when you recognize those human dynamics, you realize that a change has to go through human dynamics. So even if that were to happen overnight, that everything changed, God would have to change it in such a drastic way that all those human dynamics were put into a state of suspended animation. They would just have to stop. And I really don't think, as much as God has the ability to change everything overnight, that we as a human society have the ability to adjust to it overnight. So we've got this situation. We are here as servants of God, though. We are God's people. And so we take this time not only to say, well, how do I live my faith during this time? It's God, you are our Heavenly Father. We are your children. Those of us who are disciples of Christ, those of us who are children of God, we are your children. You have got to father us. You have got to help us. You have got to lead us. You have got to guide us during that time. And that comes through our prayer relationship personally and as a family. And one of the most important things we need to do as a family and personally, one of the most important things we absolutely have to do, and this is so true, is we have to bring our anxieties to prayer. Remember, Jesus taught clearly in one of his parables, Jesus taught that one of the tools of the devil to get you to turn away from God is anxiety. It's right there. It's fear and anxiety. And so it's important to bring your fears and anxieties to God. It's important to bring your prayer to God. And may I say that if you're suffering from anxiety over what you're going through right now, and you bring it to the Lord, and after you pray, you feel better, but then the anxiety comes back, don't think your prayer didn't work or don't think you didn't pray enough. It's a skill to learn how to overcome anxiety, and it's a skill that has to be readjusted when a new situation comes up that is anxiety prone. It's a skill. And if you need to talk to someone about that, you need to go to a counselor. You'd probably have to do it over the phone. There's nothing wrong with that. That's really clear about what it means to be a person of faith, because God did bless these counselors. God did bless these doctors and even psychiatrists and psychologists to help you through these situations. Now, you may disagree with psychologists and you go talk to another one, but there is nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, this is the point that we turn to the Lord and we say, Lord, you have got to help us through this. And he will. But bring this to prayer. Your families, bring this to prayer. We've been saying all along, get involved in a family rosary. Now, obviously, when you are praying, definitely get involved in social distancing as you're supposed to do. But prayer is important at this time. And think of it this way. You are praying and know that the Lord is working in your life, because we are being transformed. We are being molded by God right now. And as we've talked about, God is using this time in whatever way to build us, to strengthen us, to change us, to whatever. Now, one of the words that's been used is chastise. Okay. But you want to be careful of that word, because first of all, when you hear that word chastise, it's this angry God who is punishing us. And several weeks ago, I think I talked about, it was actually on Holy Week, I talked about what was it that led the church to teach that Judas is in hell. And the answer is simple. Judas is in hell, according to the Catholic Church, because he could not ask for forgiveness. He saw God only as a vengeful God, and he couldn't see God in any other way. That's what the church teaches from the Council of Trent. So when we understand that, we don't want to get into the idea that this vengeful God that was in Judas's mind is the God that has brought this coronavirus. No. We don't want to think that way, but we can understand it within the context of the discipline of the Lord. And always remember what it says is, do not disdain the discipline of the Lord, because what father does not discipline his children? So we can look at it that way, as a discipline, as a way of altering our understanding. And as his children in the world, and I'm talking about the people who are disciples of Jesus Christ, as his children in the world, how the Lord is molding us, molding our vision, molding our understanding, molding our way of comprehending him in our lives in such a way that we grow in being more and more stronger in our faith. Now, one of the things that I've been talking about a little bit is that I've also been doing a series during this. It's also on our podcast website. a series on the Book of Revelation. And when anyone ever thinks of the Book of Revelation, the first thing that does pop into mind is chastisement, because let's face it, there are some fascinating accounts in the Book of Revelation. Description is a better way, you know, is the four horsemen of the apocalypse, which people sometimes talk about in many ways. Oh, you know, it was so bad, you'd think the next thing coming over the hills were the four horsemen of the apocalypse, that kind of image. And but what I realized going through this, and of course, as you know, as you teach something, you learn more of what you're teaching, just as you're teaching others. And I saw in that how much the ultimate will of God is two things. Number one, to free us from tyranny and that all may be saved. God's ultimate will is all that may be saved. And in the Book of Revelation, those forms of what do you call those chastisements, I guess you could use in this case, are there, those plagues and those curses and that God's fury is against those who are using tyranny upon the people of God and in the process rejecting God completely. They have embraced a form of idolatry and they are rejecting God, and in their rejecting God, they're using tyranny on the people. But what is it that the message is to the people? Number one, one of the very clear messages given to John of Patmos is go out and convert. You're still called to convert in the midst of this. And the other one is God wants all people saved. That is what the will of God is, that all are saved, that all come to unity in God, because we know that's what he wants. So understanding that level, God is forming us always, regardless. I'm not saying the end times is tomorrow or anything like that, but it's forming us to carry out that mission of evangelizing the word and all people are, so that all people can be saved. And we need to be formed in this difficult time, maybe how he's using it. That's why your prayer is so important. Remember where to find us, stanthonyhomilies.com. That's S-T for St. Anthony. And St. Anthony Alston, that's S-A-I-N-T, anthonyalston.org. And have yourself a blessed day, and we will see you again tomorrow, right here on the voice of St. Anthony Parish of Alston, Massachusetts. Have you visited CatholicAudioMedia.com? There you can find material to help strengthen your faith and even support this radio program. Web videos on how to read the Bible, music from Father Adriano Zandana, links to column websites, and even the Pauline Bookstore, and even merchandise such as coffee mugs to bring a smile and encouragement during this time. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.